Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee, I'm your host with the most, you rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee, yes y'all, and we back y'all, it is Monday, and we getting it done like we always do. Hey, I got a good show lined up for today, we're going to talk about playoff results from this past weekend. Quarter number two, we're going to talk about this week's playoffs review. Quarter number three, we're going to talk about championship weekend. Again, as details are coming in, I'm just dropping the science. And quarter number four, we're going to talk about whatever to talk about on the Ning board. Again, you know what I'm saying? This is a pre-record, so please do not call in today. I had a long trip this weekend and got in late and started a new shift, and it just ain't going to work out for me to do a live show right now. For this show and maybe next Monday, but I will work around it. But I gotta give it to you like I always do, because you're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You know you're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee each and every Monday night. But you know what? Before we get the show kicked off, before we get to going and doing what we do, let's go ahead and give a little acknowledgement to our sponsors. You know, we got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. We got Rogers Athletic Company, the official athletic company of the Women's Football Camping Conference. Where the good get better. Yeah, that's going to be jumping off on January 6th through the 9th here in Las Vegas. So if you good and you want to get better, then you need to be at the camp. Because I can definitely tell you, those that are in the playoffs still were at the football camp, be it their coaches, their owners, and or players. And Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. Why? Because they support women's sports. Let's go ahead and get this thing started. Let's go ahead and kick it off like we do. Boop! And it's a deep, deep, deep kick. And it's always deep because we're talking about women's football here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee, and that's how we start the game off. We always want to start it off on the other side of the 50-yard line. So if you got a kicker, have that kicker kick it deep. All right? So let's move on. Quarter number one, we got playoff results. And I'm going to start off in the IWFL this week with playoff results. man, did I mess up last week, man, as I start listening to the results of the scores. I didn't do too well picking the scores last week. I did a terrible job. I picked the Dallas Diamonds over the Sacramento Sirens, and Sacramento did their thing. I think they won 45-43. I know you can listen to to Coach Penn, who I heard did a wonderful job of announcing not only that game, but also the Bandits versus the Wisconsin Wolves. I had not had a chance to listen to anything because, again, you know, I'm doing this pre-record early morning. Got in late last night from a 24-hour drive from Austin, Texas, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. So, again, we have Dallas Diamonds losing to the Sacramento Sirens, 45-43. Congratulations to those Sirens. They'll be representing the Western Conference in the IWFL Championship game out in Round Rock, Texas. In the other conference championship game, it was the DC Divas. The DC Divas and the Boston Militi. I don't know why I keep saying that. Man. It just doesn't roll off my tongue, right? The final score, I think, was 28-0. 28-0 as I roll and stroll. Let me see if I can get the results real quick. So I'll make sure that I'm being quoted right. Actually, the score was 28-0. 28-0 Boston. So we got Tier 1 Boston versus Sacramento. That's going to be one heck of a game. I'll wait till next week to give you my predictions on that situation. Got to do some more research. They have next week off. So with those two games, let's go to the Phoenix Blitz. And they were visiting the Montreal, Phoenix Blitz. I'm looking at the situation here. The Carolina Phoenix and the Montreal Blitz. I had picked the Phoenix in that game. I felt that they had a lot of talent and that it's just going to be too much talent for the Blitz. Even though the Phoenix were on the road, I had picked the Phoenix, and the score was actually 19-14. Again, a close game. I am not quite sure what the results were as far as who scored and who did what, but it seemed though it was a low-scoring game. And then I did see a Facebook comment from my girl, JK, that's King, from the Phoenix, and I guess she was contemplating or thinking about one play she didn't make in that game. And I think her comment was, of all the plays that I made all season, the one play that I didn't make is the one that I'm thinking about. You know, and that's just football. That's just sports. That's just being a competitor. We always feel that, you know, that one play would have made a difference, and it probably would have and should have. But that's how it went down, 19-14 for that game. And that's a Tier 2. So the Montreal Blitz will be representing their conference as conference champs in the Tier 2. Let's see. I already did that one. DC Divas lost 28-0. I definitely didn't expect that. I thought the DC Divas was going to come out. And like I said, I haven't seen Boston. And some folks are saying this is probably the greatest team in women's football history. I've seen a lot of great women's football out there. And I can't say that Boston is the greatest. I really haven't followed any stats or seen any highlights. You know, I can't just go by somebody's word. You know, if you're going to be good, then put it out there. Let people see. Let people know. And then in the other Tier 2 game, we had the Wisconsin Blitz versus the Bay Area Bandits. In that game, I actually picked the winner. So out of those four games, I only picked the winner out of one. And I figured that the Bandits were going to win by a large amount. I forgot the exact score that I predicted, but they came through and won. I think it was 35-2. I just felt that the Bandits had played some good teams here on the West Coast, the Amazons and the Scorpions and the Quake, and gave them all a run for their money. and actually winning, against the Amazon. I'm not quite sure if they beat the Scorpions. I know Scorpions had two losses, and I'm not quite sure if one of them was by the Bandits. But anyway, I went one out of one. Only picked one game. You know, went out of what? 1, 2, 3, 4. One out of four. So that's not good at all. That's probably my worst pickings of the year. But again, you know, some of the issues. Again, you got Dallas going to Sacramento. I heard it was hot. Again, it's no excuse. I'm not sure if they took a full roster because again, they were on the road. Same thing with the Phoenix. I know they were on the road, and it's just hard for teams on the road. You had the Divas who were on the road, and you had the Blitz on the road. So all the home teams seem to win in the IWFL. Again, that's the advantage of the playoffs, home field advantage and travel. And I can speak about that because, you know, we had a hard weekend this weekend. And, that's the result. Again, you're going to have Boston versus Sacramento in the Tier 1 championship. You're going to have Montreal versus the Bay Area Bandits in the Tier 2. That will be taking place in Round Rock, Texas on July 24th. I want to wish all the teams best of luck. And like I said, next week I'll be able to do my pickings, my slim pickings. All right, moving on to the WFA playoff situation. Like I said, we're in our Elite 8 or Great 8, or however you want to call it. We had the St. Louis Slam at the Jacksonville Dixie Blues. I think I picked the Slam in that particular game. I didn't think it was going to be as high a scoring game as it was. Not saying that it's a blowout, but the score was 52-26. Not knowing the situations and scenarios of when each team scored their points, but the Slam are definitely looking like a back-to-back championship caliber team, and like I said, I don't have any results or who scored what, but just looking at the board and seeing that the Slam won 52-26 is definitely a testimony of what the Slam are bringing to the table. In the next game, there was the Philadelphia Liberty Bells went to the Columbus Comets, and I definitely had to say that in my mind, that this was an upset, the upset. And, you know, nothing to take away from Columbus Comets. I just don't know much about the Columbus Comets. And like BJ stated in her show on Sunday, you know, I just know what I know, and I know what I see, and I know what I hear. And I know I heard a lot, and know I've seen a lot on the Liberty Bells, and just know that they had a lot of talent. Now, they might have an issue with the caliber of teams that they played throughout the season in the fashion that they won their games. Again, I'm a believer. You play who you play. You know, there's no team that's sorry out there. If they are sorry, you beat them like you beat them. If they are good, you beat them to beat them. And if they're good, it makes it better, especially when you win. So, again, strength of schedule might have affected the Liberty Bell, but also they were on the road. And like I said in the IWFL game, all road teams lost. Okay? The next game was the Lone Star Mustangs at the Iowa Thunder. The score was 30-20. I know that the Mustangs are a high-powered offense and have an excellent defense. I know that the Iowa Thunder, from what I've heard and seen, are more of a control, ball control, and it became a shootout, meaning, you know, the score was higher than what Iowa could possibly score. It would be more in their favor if the score would have been somewhere like about 14-7, 14-10. That would have been an Iowa type of game, even if the Lone Star Mustangs would have won. But, you know, it is what it is. It was what it was. And I think I picked the Mustangs in the situation. And, again, the Mustangs were on the road. And then it was our game. The Las Vegas Showgirls were on the road at the Austin Outlaws. Showgirls pulled out the game in the last second, a 27-21 win. And like I said, it's hard being a road team. There's so much that goes into it. It's not a normal week, especially when you travel two times to three times further than you ever travel throughout the season. So I can speak on that, you know, as a team that went on the road and had to travel 1,475 miles one way. It's difficult. It's definitely difficult. You're debating, do you want to take your whole team or do you want to take those who a smaller roster team of your best players to keep costs down? You know, what is it? What do you want to do? And those are some of the decisions you have to make, you know, fundraising, all this other stuff that we talked about earlier in the season that I told a lot of you guys and ladies that, hey, you got to get on it. Being you go through the season, you got to have your ducats together. And being that, you know, us as the Showgirls had our ducats together, but we're also hosting the national championship game. So part of our budget went to holding our spot for the national championship game. So we came up a little short at the end. And some of the players dug deep and fundraised and wound up getting their tickets to go. But then we had a third of our team that just couldn't afford the tickets. Again, with only having 13, 12 days in between, knowing where your destination is going to be, the tickets tend to go up. So what we wind up doing, and myself included, was, hey, we want our whole team there. We're going to get there. So those who can make it and fly, get there by bus, train, or automobile, do that. Those who can't, hey, I got to rent vans anyway when we get there. So we wind up renting two 12-passenger vans and wind up having 14 people in those two vans, seven vans each. And, hey, we all adults and we all split the travel. Everybody was responsible for 200 miles to drive, so that gave us 1,400 miles. And that way it wasn't no pressure in and on the players and the coaches who all drove. All our coaching staff, we all pitched in and didn't get the flights and went on and did our thing. It was just a great game. It was a great game, and we made it happen. It was an exciting game. And, you know, going to in a playoff game, intensity level is going to be higher than any other game. And, you know, home field advantage definitely takes its place, and home field weather takes advantage, and all those other good things. So as we went into Austin, just to give you guys a recap of the game, it was a slug match in the first quarter. Showgirl struck first on about a 35-yard touchdown pass from Carrie Mitch to Nikki Johnson. We won. That was mid-second quarter to early second quarter. There was a slugfest in between. We had another opportunity to score, but we missed a long field goal. We attempted a 42-yard field goal. It just came up short, probably about 3 yards short. Again, getting points in the playoffs is a necessity. With about what was left in the game, probably about a minute and a half left in the half. The Outlaws struck and Hurd, their awesome running back, super track star, went over left end and just outran the defense, tied the game up 7-7 with about a minute and 50 seconds left in the halftime. We went in at halftime 7-7. Austin got the ball first and wind up breaking off another long run and went up 14-7. Showgirls came back and answered, making it 14-14 going into the fourth quarter. Then in the fourth quarter, early fourth quarter, they ran off another run to make it 21-14. We drove down the field and was contemplating on kicking another field goal, but felt that we needed to score a touchdown. Went for it on fourth and one on the 10-yard line of the Outlaws and didn't get it, so they stopped us. Then we put them back in a punting situation, got the ball back for about 4 minutes and 10 seconds, drove down the field and wind up scoring with about a minute and 30 seconds to go in the game to tie the game up 21-21. Then we kicked the ball off deep and got a face mask penalty, which brought the ball into the Showgirls territory. And then Outlaw with no timeouts. They got off about four or five plays, but I think it was third down and 14 with about 11 seconds to go in the game. They went with a bread-and-butter play pitch to 24 Hurd off the left end. We strung her out. Our defensive end did a good job of making her cut back, and our linebacker, Joy Norman, made the play of the year, stripped the ball from her right out of her hands and went 65 yards for a touchdown with no clock, no time left on the clock. And that's how we won it, 27-21. It was a close game. Weather had a little bit to affect us in our game, being that the humidity made our ball swell. And, you know, slippery balls and throwing the ball. You know what we like to do, you guys. So I ain't got to explain it. But a win's a win. It doesn't matter. It definitely made the trip back home very enjoyable. And now we're off. We're off to do what we got to do. To play the second round against the Lone Star Mustangs. So next week, you got the St. Louis versus the Columbus Comets. I'm not quite sure who's the hosting team in that situation. I want to say that the Slam, yeah, the Slam will be hosting that game because Columbus was the home game last week, so the Slam will be hosting. Then you got the Lone Star Mustangs traveling here to Vegas to play the Vegas Showgirls, and the winner of those games will play in the championship game on July 31st here in Las Vegas. So that is the response. That is what we did. That is what goes on in the playoffs. So we're going to move on. Quarter number two is, hey, my playoff reviews. Because, again, WFA has playoffs this week coming up. And I always give you guys my thoughts on what takes place, what goes on. And right now, my review on the St. Louis Slam, or actually the Columbus Comets, going into the St. Louis Slam. And from my understanding, the Comets are a pass-happy team. Let me double-check my stats real quick. But, again, the Comets are the team that I definitely have been sleeping on this year, that I definitely have not been following due to the fact that I just haven't. I don't know what type of offense they run. But as I look at the stats, as of week 10, I'm not going to go over the playoff stats, but as of week 10, they were averaging 57 points a game. How can you miss out on a team that's averaging 57 points a game? Oh, wow. I was really sleeping on that one. The Comets also are averaging 390 yards a game total offense. Reported with 119 first downs and 13.2 first downs per game. Is what the Comets are averaging as far as rushing. Let me see where they rank. The Comets had 2,115 yards of offense, of rushing offense per game. That leads me to say 235 average. So they are a rushing team. When it comes to passing, they're averaging 155 yards a game, so they can put the ball up. They're not far behind as far as the pass leaders in the league with 1,401 yards throughout the season, in 8-game season. So that's not bad. So they're pretty balanced. You don't know, you know, what to do to stop them. I know I played against the Slam last year. I know Coach Q had it going on over there. And I really haven't been following their stats, but I know they are always top of the league. And actually, defensive stats, the Comets are only averaging giving up 5 yards a game. I mean, not 5 yards, but 5 points a game. They've only given up 45 points throughout the whole season. So all the way around, they are they're doing their thing. They're actually the number one defense, scoring defense in the league, followed by the Mustangs, the Showgirls, the Slam, and then the Liberty Bells. And all those teams that I just mentioned will be the top four defensive teams are the top four teams left in the playoffs. Isn't that a coincidence? Comets are giving up 5 points a game, Mustangs 6.2, Showgirls 6.5, and the Slam only 7 points a game. Top four defenses are in the top four overall. Let me just go over here real quick and see what the Slam are doing. Slam are averaging 362 yards a game. I mean, my bad. They scored 346 points. No, 62 points a game, averaging 40 points a game throughout the season. Moving on down, team offense, Slam, Slam offense is averaging 272 yards a game. Total offense, and I want to say majority of those are going to be rushing. Let me see, Slam. Slam is averaging 175 yards a game rushing, and a little under 100 yards a game passing, so 99 yards a game passing. So again, they're heavy on the run. Both teams are heavy on the run, but I got to say that the Comets have a better passing game, and I am going to go with the Slam at home. Home field advantage. Slam will take this game and take control. It's going to be ball control, and I'm rolling with the Slam. So I'm looking at the Slam defending their championship and will be in Vegas on July 31st. All right. Moving on. We got the Lone Star Mustangs traveling to the Las Vegas Showgirl. And as again, I'm going to go over the stats, at the end of the season stats. The Mustangs scored 346 points on the year, averaging 43 points a game. Again, they only given up 6.2 points a game on defense. On offense, teams are averaging 401 yards per game, averaging 10 first downs per game. Let's see, rushing yards, the Mustangs are averaging 283 yards on the ground, and they're averaging 118 on the pass, so they are a run-heavy oriented team, but do have a balance of being able to put the ball in the air for over 100 yards per game. I won't go into individual stats. Again, this is all about team stats. Then as I go to the Showgirl stats, I hope I didn't get disconnected. Okay, still saying that I am connected. All right. Showgirl stats throughout the 10-week season. Scoring-wise, the Showgirls are scoring 334 points on the year, averaging 33.4 points a game. Again, defensively, giving up a total of 65 points, and that is an average of 6.5 points a game. On the offensive side, the Showgirls are averaging 317 yards a game, averaging 11.8 first downs per. As far as rushing is concerned, the Showgirls are averaging, 158 yards per game rushing, and they're averaging 158 yards per game passing. So, look like a very balanced attack, both offensive rushing and offensive passing. And again, I think that is key to the game, is you got to be able to not be so predictable and have a balanced attack. With us going on the road and knowing how difficult it is to travel over 1,400 miles, be it through plane, train, or automobile, it is something that you have to adjust to. You're going to either have to cut down the days you practice, or you're going to have to cut down the time, extend the time that you are on a practice field. It is going to be taxing. There's a lot of things you have to worry about. So looking into the Showgirls and the Mustang game, I am going with the Showgirls. I'm going with the Showgirls by 3 points. I just feel that the Showgirls have a better kicker. And being that they have the better kicker and the better special team, I think it's going to come down to a field goal. So I think the Showgirls are going to win. I'm looking at 17-14, a low-scoring affair here in the desert. And that's how it's going down. That's how it's going to be. You rocking four quarters with Coach Lee, and that is my playoff review. Again, I am picking the Slam, and I'm picking the Showgirls. It's going to be a Slam and Showgirls matchup on July 31st. We'll talk about it more next Monday when we talk about the final results. Outside of that, I'm going to keep this show short. This is just going to be a short show. I will come back and finish up next week. But again, I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on, what's going down, what took place this past weekend in the playoffs, and what's going to take place this weekend. If you have any questions or concerns or want to debate, you can always go to womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. It is the number one women's football networking board in the world. And like I said, you just sign up. Again, womensfootballgroup.neen.com. Sign up, discuss, put up, do what you got to do. Have some fun, debate. That's what we do because it's all great. And, you know, like I said, this show is going to be cut short. And I definitely would like to hear from you guys. If you want to drop me an email, you can drop it at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. You can hit me up on the Neen board. Just go to my page on the Neen board and drop me a message there. But, yeah, I'm tired. You know, I'm trying to get things together. I got films I got to watch, and so I'm cutting this show short. You heard it right here. Four quarter, Coach Lee. I am, and I'm out of here. Later. Peace.
Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair square.